I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. China's government has been waging war against cults for two decades. New anti-cult education bases continue to open up across the nation. The challenge is, who gets to define what a cult is? Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China says it's part of a trend they're sensing where
it's just more difficult to walk in compliance with what the communist officials there are asking our Christ-following brothers and sisters to do within China.
Bibles for China acknowledges the delicate balance between serving Christ in partnership with local churches and navigating new government regulations. But Rovenstein is concerned these regulations might single out some expressions of the church in China or spark disunity between registered and unregistered congregations. Pray for unity and wisdom among Chinese Christians. And media plays an important role in children's ministry, too. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministry says she wanted to develop something for kids, but lacked the necessary skills. Then, the Lord introduced her to Judy, a children's evangelist. At the end of 2024, IMM began work on a 2D animated series for children called Red.
It's very loosely based on like a little Red Riding Hood. A redheaded girl goes in the forest and animals try to dissuade her from her quest. And she remembers verses from her Aunt Louise that help her persevere and keep going.
The team hopes Red will make the gospel come alive for kids in hard-to-reach places.
We just are hearing of people getting saved in so many places through media, through dreams and visions where traditional missionaries can't go.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.